Good morning. My name is Zach Gamble, and this is City Daily. So when I first started looking at Lent and what I was preparing myself for, I honestly didn't know anything about it. I grew up in an Assemblies of God church, and we didn't really practice it. So, I thought it was only for Catholic people. I was pretty sure like a pope was involved or something, or like a priest. But as I started attending City Church, I started learning more about it. I've realized that now there are four pillars of Lent. It looks like there's prayer, abstinence, fasting, and almsgiving, which I didn't know what the heck almsgiving was. It sounded a lot like giving. So, but upon diving into those, it's been so cool to learn more about each one and how it pertains to my life and all it encompasses. So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to go like all in on all four of these or, you know, start out small and focus on one, but I'm choosing to just focus on abstinence this year. I'm sure like a lot of the seasoned Christians out there are like fully into like the prayer, abstinence, fasting, and almsgiving all at once. But for me, it's been a lot to take in. So I've just been taking it slowly and focusing on one pillar at a time. Last year, I focused a lot on prayer and a journey through where God was trying to take me. And this year, it's going to be all about abstinence. So there's a slight difference in between abstinence and fasting. I kind of thought they were the same thing in a way. I always heard people during Lent say like, well, I'm giving up this, or I'm fasting from like TV. And I feel like that is actually abstinence. So abstinence is refraining from something good, but that is not inherently sinful, which are like all the best things in life. It's like, for me, those things are like fast food, soda, probably like being on my phone for ungodly hours of the day. Yeah, so those are things that like I don't necessarily love about my life. They're not exactly sinful, but they're certainly not things that I want to take up a lot of my time. So, you know, there's hundreds of things you could pick. I'm personally choosing to focus this year on eliminating soda and like sugary drinks from my daily life. So it's been, I don't know, that's going to be very tough because I'm not going to say I'm like addicted to Coca-Cola, but it is really bad. I love it. It is what I think about immediately when I order food. I'm like, okay, I have to have a pop. I don't know if y'all say soda or pop, by the way, but I'm pretty big on both. But so like I order food, I have to have pop, I crave it. Like I'm worried that my meal's not going to be the same without it. So that's how I know I kind of have a slight problem with it. I will say that the best part of my day lately has been taking my little baby Daisy out on a walk around my apartment complex. It allows me time to think, to pray, to reflect, to kind of see the world through her eyes. We like going over by the pond and watching the ducks swim around. It's big times happening out there. Since that's been one of my favorite things in the past year to do with Daisy, I'm going to try to do it a lot more instead of drinking pop. So daily, when I have my craving in the mornings, I'm going to go grab her and put her in a stroller and push her around the pond a little bit. And the same in the evenings when I know I get home and the only thing I want to do is go crack open a cold Coca-Cola. I'm going to now take Daisy on a little walk and try to replace that and use that time to reflect and to pray and to kind of unwind from the day a little bit and see if that has a positive impact on my life. And I'm sure it will. This last year, I was able to fully eliminate smoking from my life. I'd went through some rough times in the past couple years, and I had got a divorce, and I just really was taking it hard and bad. And I started to vape, and I hated it, but it made me have some like temporary relief. And then there was one day where it just didn't, and it was like I was drowning, and I just hated who I was becoming and how much I thought about vaping and how slippery of a slope it was. And then I just couldn't really recognize myself anymore, and it had just such a hold over me. It was like a prison that I couldn't get out of. And abstaining from that and eliminating that from my life was really honestly one of the harder things that I've had to overcome and do. So I'm hoping that this Lent, eliminating these sugary drinks, won't be as bad. I feel like I've already kind of overcame some obstacles in the past year. And so I'm looking forward to this Lent and how much closer I can draw to God through this. There is a Bible verse that I'm going to be looking at and reading. It's from John 16, verse 33. And it says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And I'll read that again. It says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And I love that. I find peace in that. It's so nice to know that the God I serve has already come or already overcome all of my worries, my anxieties, my struggles, my temptations, my fears. He's overcome my Coca-Cola addiction. And so this is going to be so nice to lean into God during this Lent season and allow him to shape me and to mold me and to pray for complete freedom from these things in my life that I'm not proud of, that I don't want as a part of my life, that kind of have a stronghold over my heart and in my mind. And so what are you looking forward to abstaining from? What things would you like to rid yourself of in your life? If you could be honest with yourself and look deep inside of yourself, what would you pick to abstain from? I'm going to give us a little bit of time here to reflect on this verse of Jesus overcoming the world already. I mean, it's already done. And if you could give him anything in your life that you're not really proud of or that you're not happy about it being there, what would it be? So just take some time and think about that. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. It's been such a blessing and a pleasure to do this podcast.